Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen, I found out today, first of all, that we will not be getting Dan Lanning this week.
Yeah, well, I figured as much. He's normally out recruiting.
Well, I'm not happy about that. And I feel like we've been going well with them. It's been going well.
We have good, we have positive momentum going, and now the bye week's coming at the wrong time.
We're heading into halftime.
Yeah.
And we've got a lightning delay.
Well, and Halloween, you would think that with the bye week and Halloween, there would have been some quality time to really kind of ruminate on some things.
Yeah.
Costumes, Halloween, Iowa coaches, there's some good stuff.
We do that every year with him.
Yeah.
But we won't be having him on.
No.
Because he's got to go do things. But I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Iowa, Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
You should be.
This is a great game.
Like, people are sleeping on Iowa. Iowa is a good football team.
I don't think anyone's sleeping on Iowa. I think everyone knows.
Are we back on board?
I think everyone knows what Iowa is.
Okay.
And that is a team that, man, that's going to be tough. But nobody thinks you're going to lose to them because you're just not scared of them.
No.
But they're tough. They're like old Wisconsin.
And I will tell you that Iowa's offense, while not great, it is better than the old Ferentz offenses.
I guess this quarterback's okay.
He's all right.
They finally have a guy who can throw the ball?
A little bit. Look, no one's going to confuse Iowa for Ohio State, but it is no longer just the 3 yards and a cloud of punt. They are capable of putting up.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
How many punts do they have this year? I'm going to look at total punts. See where Iowa ranks.
We'll see.
And does Oregon have a good punter? They're going to need one.
They don't punt very often.
No, they got a good one, though.
Their field goal kicking is a little like that.
Yeah, that's a little suspect.
That's a little more dodgy.
Didn't they put another guy?
Like a freshman or whatever.
Yeah.
But he missed it. I think it was just giving him some... giving him an opportunity.
Now, granted,
one job.
Now, granted, I'm going to take out Albany and UMass, right? Because I don't care.
Well, UMass is terrible.
Yes. By the way, Kent State Golden Flashes took UMass behind the woodshed for their second big win of the year.
Where would you find punt stats?
I don't know.
Would that be on here? Let's special teams.
I mean, total
special
punts?
Teams offense.
Yeah.
Here we go. Punt attempts per game.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I've got it right here. No, you apparently you have it too.
Okay.
You said UMass and what?
No, I just said I'm taking out Albany and UMass because I don't care.
Because UMass has the most punts per game.
Oh, UMass does?
Yeah.
UMass, I'm telling you.
6.9.
UMass might be the worst football team in the history of football. They are so bad.
If you're okay, so this raises a question.
Yeah.
If you're a really good punter,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you go to UMass?
Because then you have to play football at UMass. Just go to Iowa.
Yeah, but you want...
Then you play real football.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't trust me. You do not want to go
but
to UMass and play
you get
football.
The most punt attempts.
Yeah, but you're still having to play football at UMass.
UMass has never been ranked in the top 25.
But
ever.
Iowa,
Marcus
on the other
Camby
hand.
Marcus Camby went there.
Iowa puts.
That's basketball, baby.
Iowa puts punters into the NFL and you win awards and you get some Iowa skush. Like, the punter's a big deal over there. That's
is good. The punter at Iowa more popular than the quarterback?
I think so.
Oh, he gets, like, California sixes, just knocking them down left and right, baby.
And, like, by the way, California six is like an Iowa 12. Exactly. Like, that guy's, like, living the dream at Iowa. And it's usually some good-looking Aussie kid.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, take on those two games. So, I'm looking against their Power Four opponents, right?
This is Iowa?
This is Iowa. Now, the Iowa State game was ugly. It was 16-13, and I watched that game, and they had no business losing.
I watched it, too.
And I was like, great, it's same old
Iowa.
I bet
on them in that game.
Me, too.
And they covered.
Yes, but they should have won that game. They were better than Iowa
they
State.
They tried to lose,
But since then, they put up 38 against Rutgers, 37 against Wisconsin, 25 against Penn State, 41 against Minnesota. Now, Indiana, who's really good, that was 20-15, and that was a 18-15 game. Iowa had a chance to win that game. Iowa is not a bad offensive football team. They're not a good one, but they're not bad, and they play nasty defense. They took Indiana, which is a really, really good offensive team, and they made Indiana look very, very ordinary, and that was at Indiana. And now off a bye week, they are going to make life very difficult for Oregon's offense. I don't know if they can score enough to beat Oregon, but they are going to make life difficult for you. This whole, oh, the defensive coordinator has pissed us off. Look what we did to Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah, I got to get to that.
No offense, Oregon fan. This ain't Oklahoma State. And the fact that Dan Lanning is pissed off, Iowa's defense is not scared of you. They're just not.
Well, I don't know where this comes from. Like, I think everyone respects Iowa. Like, Iowa is the same every year, and they are a tough Big Ten football team, particularly there.
Yep.
I don't think anybody goes to Iowa and takes them lightly. So I don't know. I don't get that, especially the way Oregon's offense has been playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anyone would be cocky about this game, but there is an element to Iowa which still exists, even though they dropped 41 on Minnesota last week. And Minnesota has a decent defense. There still is that element of, well, Oregon's defense should be, I mean, you know, you should be fine against Iowa. Like, let's not make them out to be USC. Okay.
No.
They're not.
No. And they do not.
But they're the same every year.
And they do not throw the ball very. They don't throw the ball very much. In fact, their quarterback's going to throw it about 18-21 times a game.
And Oregon, you know, Oregon's kind of built for games like this now. Like they run. Oregon, I think, is top five in running the football. That's what they. I mean, they went to Rutgers and just ran it straight down their throat.
Yes.
And I think that's what they're going to try to do here. Yeah. Iowa knows that. So that's is a fun Big Ten football game.
And Iowa, according to Pro Football Focus, which, take it for what it's worth, they have the number one offensive line in the country, and they don't throw the ball very much, and so this is also going to be one of those.
I'm sure they have a kick-ass white tight end, too.
That's what they do. This will be a game where there's going to be about 8-9 possessions, because Iowa on defense, too, and this has been Iowa's calling card forever, you don't get big plays on them. You may score, but they're going to make you go 8 minutes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Because again, they want, even when they give up points, they want you to take a long time. They're going to shrink this thing down. And half of what Wisconsin, if you look up that Wisconsin game, Oregon didn't look very good on offense, but they also didn't have a lot of possessions. I think in the first half, I think they had five. So, you know, you get, and one of them was a turnover on downs. You get a couple punts, and then one, you ran out the half. Like, they can squeeze the game where you look up and you're like, guys, we've had the ball four times and we're in the third quarter.
That's what they do.
And that's what they're just going to try to make this into an ugly, mucked up game.
By the way, well, that's Iowa. Yeah, yes. I mean, everybody knows that. That's what, that, you know, you're in for that, and it's fun because they're a bit like playing like one of the service academies. Like, it's a bit like playing Air Force. It's like that novelty game on your schedule that you look at and go, oh, that'll be different.
Yep, but it's going to be tough.
Because that's what they do, is they will not get into a track meet with you. So you're going to have to beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
But I think Oregon fan probably feels pretty good because, unlike years past, you have those, you have the elements to beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I'm with you. It's not going to be easy. Now, do you want hot punting stats before we get to
the
defensive court? Phil Parker of Iowa.
He's their defensive coordinator.
Is giving us bulletin board material.
Mm-hmm.
He is, Chase.
Yeah.
What?
He is.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get to that.
Okay.
Iowa, care to guess where they are? So there's 136 FBS teams.
Mm-hmm.
Punts per game. Where do they rank?
I bet you they're...
So UMass is number one with 6.9 punts per game.
They're not going to be that high. Their offense is going to be better. I'm going to say they're 45th in the country in punting.
The 45th team in punts per game is Louisville at 4.8.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa is... Where'd they go?
Iowa is...
106th.
Hey, look at that.
At 3.1. They only punt three times a game.
I don't even know who these guys
are anymore.
That's
the same as BYU.
And we're undefeated.
Yes.
Suck it.
Now, do you care to guess where Oregon is in punts per game?
I'll bet you they punt. Well, though, the last couple they've punted. They punted Wisconsin, they punted Indiana. But they didn't really punt before that. I'm gonna say they're punting 2.5 times a game.
They are punting 2.4 times per game.
Man, look at me being close.
Idiot.
So stupid.
They're 121st. Out of 136.
Yeah. Well, and some of that, too, with Lanning is Lanning doesn't give an F. He will go, if it's like 4th and 3, even on his side of the 50, he's going. There is, that is like a 12-year-old playing Madden. And by the way, I'm here for it. I love that we've entered in a world of NFL and college now where it's basically 4-down territory. And I just think it makes the game that much more interesting.
You know what I think this game will be like?
Hmm.
It will be exactly like Penn State. Without the Penn State comeback. That's what it'll be.
I can see that.
So Oregon, because that was, if you don't remember, Oregon went up 17-13.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go up 17-13 at Iowa,
you might as well
be up 40.
Yeah. Because again, Iowa is, and look, I'm going to sit here and say Iowa is going to be a tough out. They do not throw the ball. That Gronowski, he has 4 touchdowns and 4 picks on the year. Like he... So he's kind of got into that, the Iowa State guy, the Rocco, whatever that douche's name is.
Oh, your boy Rocco Becht.
Yeah, Rocco Becht.
Oh, my Rocco!
Leading up to this, you are going to hear so much, and if Joe Klatt's doing the game, just get ready to be nauseated by them talking about the Iowa quarterback, because he's got a mustache, and he's got long hair, and he kind of looks...
He's like, a gamer.
He's like, they're gonna be like, oh, he's a... Yes, sure, he's a gamer, but at the end of the day, he's not a good quarterback. So this idea that Iowa found a quarterback, not really. It's just that the bar
is...
He's better than what they've had.
Football sucks, kind of,
but... Don't let them fool you into thinking that this guy is going to be slinging the rock on you for 350 yards, because that ain't happening.
Real quick, you know who the two best teams are in punting?
That don't punt?
Yeah, 136th and 135th.
Oh.
One is like, the 136th is a team that punts 1.3 times per game.
Really?
It's crazy. You know who that would be? You should get that.
Ohio State?
No, it's USC.
Oh, yeah.
USC don't punt, bro. Yeah. And then Washington only punts 2 times a game.
You're right the hell out of town.
Your Huskies.
My dogs.
That you keep telling us about. 135th. How about that?
Yeah. Believe me, a lot of Oregon fan get on me saying that I'm like a Husky honk. And
well,
I just said
you kind of are.
I said at the start of the year that there was a real path, and I thought that UW was going to be 9-2 with Oregon coming into Seattle. I think Oregon wins that game. I think Oregon's better than UW. But lo and behold, Washington has three fairly easy games. And if they, it's Purdue, UCLA, and there's one other one who's not very good, whose name escapes me. But games that they will be favored by a touchdown plus in every one of those games. And if they win those three games, Washington will be 9-2.
I think you listen to your Husky friends too much.
With Oregon.
They're trying to sell you. They're trying to corrupt you. They're trying to get their propaganda on the air.
I'm just saying, for everyone that has given me crap with me saying I think UW is a good team, they have a clear path to 9-2. And if that happens, that game with Oregon going into Seattle is going to be a really, really fun game with potential for both sides playoff implications. Playoff. And I think that's I think you want that from these big rivalry games. And if both sides hold up the end of the bargain, and I think Washington is not a gimme, but they should win those three games, I think that's awesome.
Right. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.